John Cowan Harford, the T in Hartford was added later, was born in New York City on December 30th, 1937. The family moved to St. Louis when John was very young, where he grew up captivated by the Mississippi River. His father, Carl, was a doctor, highly organized and disciplined, and his mother, Mary, was a passionate, artistic soul who exposed John to a wide variety of musical styles from an early age. Square dances were part of the social scene of that era, and John gravitated towards the lively fiddle and banjo at these events. By high school, he could play both instruments well enough to play for local square dances. One night, he heard Flat and Scruggs on the radio for an upcoming concert promotion and recalls being stopped in his tracks. "I freaked out," he said. "I couldn't tell if it was a banjo or electric guitar or lightning bolts from heaven. It was like these notes. They glowed and they had light in them and they were coming out of that radio like pile drivers, like I was going to have to dodge them or something." He begged his mother to take him to the Flat and Scruggs concert and his life was forever changed. He formed a band with his cousins, Katie and Stoner Haven. He discovered that he loved performing, whether in a band or solo. His baritone voice and quirky sense of humor and ability to spin stories and songs while accompanying himself on the banjo gave him a saleable act. He landed a weekend radio show that gave him a vehicle for his entertainment bug and also exposed him to the workings of the music industry. He recorded a few singles for local labels. In 1965, now married, he moved to Nashville, got a job as an all-night DJ, and started peddling his songs on the side. The songs were often goofy observations on everyday occurrences and objects. Here's one called "Good Old Electric Washing Machine."